Hello, everybody. Believe it or not, this is Jacob Aaron. Alongside me are Liz, Jake, and Corey of CITR Sports, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the unceded grounds of the Musqueam people. You're listening to Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9, always keeping you up to date with the latest UBC and Thunderbirds news, standings, and stories. And today is very special. Do we know why that is, folks?
It's Fun Drive week.
You betcha. It is Fun Drive. And what that is, it's the time of year here at CITR where we ask all of you, our lovely listeners, to donate to the station and the shows like Thunderbird Eye that you love. The money you donate goes right towards increasing CITR 101.9's scope, helps amplify the undercover voices of the station, and it helps us expand our influence. You can donate cash, check, or card, and you have the option to call in. You can walk right in if you feel like it and check out the station, or you can go online to donate. This year, we're shooting to fundraise $40,000, but although that sounds a bit daunting, we're already almost at $17,000, so we're well on the way there. Some sweet prizes that you get along with your donations are CITR patches for just $30, CITR tote bags at $60, and super exclusive CITR socks if you donate exactly 101.9, like the station. And then from our personal show, Thunderbird Eye, you can get your very own UBC Sports IQ, written by the collective members, $10. You can also get UBC Premium Baseball tickets for $50 and Thunderbird Snapback hats for $25. So a wide range of donations here from our collective. And then to donate, what you have to do is go to CITR.ca/donate or call 604-UBC-UNIT. That's 604-822-8648. And mention Thunderbird Eye as the show which you wish to donate towards. With that being said, it's still Fun Drive, but there was a lot of sports that went on and a lot to cover, including some playoff runs in Calgary. Let's dig into that now, starting with some volleyball.
Yep. And as we know, we only have women's volleyball this week. Our UBC women's volleyball team was in Calgary this weekend for the Canada West semifinals. And unfortunately, they were eliminated by the Dinos as they dropped match 1-3 sets-1 after being unable to capitalize on their victory in the first set and significantly in the second.
Yeah, UBC, they started out pretty great in this match. Took set 1, 25-16, out-hit the Dinos 393-190. Second set, also positive, they won an 11-2 run at one point. They had a 23-19 lead, almost went up 2-0, but then the Dinos won 7 of the last 8 points in the set, fending off 2 set points in the process, and they took it 26-24. It was all downhill from there.
And sets 3 and 4, all Dinos. I mean, they came out, they grabbed that third set, 25-21, and then the fourth, 25-18. This was thanks to team hitting percentages, not just individuals, of 444 and then 367, explosive as a unit.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, Kira Van Rijk, of course, did all she could in this one offensively. She grabbed 19 kills and 4 aces.
The GOAT.
Yeah, indeed. We have more on her. 208 hitting percentage, only slightly below her season average of 263. But she picked it up in the next game, so...
Yeah, and the Dinos didn't have a single player carry them as we do, but Hannah Tanashuk had 12 kills, Andrea Goodman has 10, and Beth Vino chipped in with 8 kills and 8 blocks. And moving on to night 2, but unfortunately it was frighteningly similar, as again UBC was able to grab set 1 before Dinos woke up and took the next 3 in quick succession, officially stopping the T-Birds women from heading to their third straight Canada West final.
Yeah, the first set, again, awesome. UBC even more dominant than the previous night, 25-15. They had 14 kills, 7 aces compared to just 5 kills and 2 aces for the Dinos. Fortunately, the Dinos came alive from then on out. Set 2, 25-20. UBC lost a nail-biter, 25-23 in set 3, even though they led at 1.15-11. Then set 4, they had a great 6 straight points near the end of that set, but they were already down 21-12 when that happened. And
too little, too late.
Closed it out, yeah.
Yeah, and again, Van Rijk was the driving force in this game, recording 22 kills and a 0.4 hitting percentage. Olivia Furland, on her side, supplied with 37 assists, and Victoria Behe managed 9 kills plus 9 digs.
And let's be honest, no one likes losing in the playoffs, but the team did advance far enough to secure their spot in the national championships, where they got a bronze medal last year. So just because you lose in the Canada West playoffs doesn't mean you necessarily are going to have the same results later on in the national finals. We're hoping that they can succeed at the University of Alberta, where that tournament starts March 15th.
Yeah, and Adding to that, there was some positive news for the Thunderbirds that came out earlier this week. Kira Van Rijn was named Canada West Player of the Year. After winning Rookies of the Year last season, she stepped her game even further and has had an amazing year. We here at Thunderbird Ice have also had amazing years. And
you
we
betcha.
And we want to keep that momentum going through to April and then the fall. And CITR Sports wants to provide a platform for voices that might not be usually heard. And both we and the station as a whole want to be able to reach a larger audience. CITR is looking to do that by considering options including potentially piggybacking on another season signal or moving our radio tower to a stronger location. But in order to research, develop, and implement our options, we need the support of our listener, which is you. There are the fun CITR and Thunderbird Eye specific prizes Jacob mentioned earlier that you can earn. Sports Haiku, a reasonable $10.
It's a great haiku. It's all original haiku. Is it what's the plural of haiku?
Haikus.
Is it just haiku?
It's just haikus. It's not
or
fancy.
Or haikus with an S?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
well,
just haikus.
All original haikus here from the Sports Collective. They're really good. Even though we haven't yet created them, so they're going to be
they'll
really
be amazing.
Good.
I took Creative Writing 201 in first year, which is the poetry writing course here at UBC, so that's what you're signing
pedigree.
Up for. Yeah, exactly.
And how do we do this, Liz, again? How do we donate?
Yeah, and any money we receive will be immediately invested into the station to improve the work that we do here. So to donate, call 604-822-8648, which is 604-822-8648, and it is 604 UBC unit, or go online at citr.ca/donate. And if you donate online, make sure to support Thunderbird Eye specifically by shouting us out in your donation form.
That's right. Fun drive. Get to it. Send in those donations. We have great interviews here. I mean, where else are you going to hear on radio UBC athlete interviews? Only at CITR Sports. That's right. So get to it. Thanks, Liz, for that. Moving on to some rugby from the past weekend. Women's, it was the Women's Rugby 7. And in all final three matches of the Canada West Women's Rugby 7 series, they had strange conclusions for the Thunderbirds. The first of their three games saw them come back from a 19-point deficit at halftime. And then what happened was they actually ended up defeating Lethbridge Pronghorns. The second was a 36-5 rout of the Alberta Golden Pandas, as we like to call them. And then third game, which was not really decided right up until the end, but the winner of the tournament wasn't the Thunderbirds, it was UVic. It was a super defensive, physically demanding battle, but the Vikes came out on top. It was tied at 5 points apiece with just 2 minutes left, and then Brooke Bazian, who transferred from UBC.
Traitor.
I mean, this is the reverse of what we usually do. Like Keith West, we took him from Alberta to help beat beat Alberta last year for men's volleyball, but this was the exact opposite for us. She scored what would be the winning try for the Vikes. That was Bazian, and then she won them the tournament and the series.
Yeah, you know, if you're the Thunderbirds, you hate to stumble at the final hurdle there, especially against a rival like the Vikes, but the Birds did put in a good performance here. This one really could have gone either way. The Vikes have had the Birds' number in women's sevens this season, so it was a good showing from the hosts.
Yeah, the performance, very impressive for the Thunderbirds, considering how young this team was. 17 players on the roster, 10 rookies, 5 sophomores, 2 third-year players. The entire team is going to be back next year. This should be even better.
A lot of promise for the future there. On the men's side of things, it was they call it the World Cup of Rugby, but UBC was able to beat the Golden Bears, not the Golden Pandas of Alberta that we just mentioned, but of Cal Berkeley, to claim their 6th consecutive title. After the first leg in California, the Golden Bears led by 2 points, but a 28-24 win from UBC on home turf this past weekend clinched the title for the Thunderbirds.
I mean, women's field hockey had their dominant run. It was 7 straight national championships, and men's rugby is now 6th. They're calling it a World Cup. It's more of a series between just two
really,
teams.
Really dominant
rugby
programs.
But it is two
programs.
Very dominant teams, and beating a team as good as Cal 6 years in a row is pretty impressive.
It's like calling the Super Bowl champion the world champion. It's got the same kind of vibe to it. But that being said, Cal did almost topple the Thunderbirds with a late try in the 73rd minute. The try cut the UBC lead to just a single point, which would have given the Golden Bears the win on aggregate. But Adam McQueen's 75th minute penalty kick restored the UBC's 4-point lead and once again gave them the advantage on aggregate. So close game right to the finish in that one.
It was a crazy match. I was actually there for it. You can't even describe really with words the emotion from the fans at that game. I mean, there were swear words going left and right. Everyone was on their feet. It was a fantastic match. But you know who's not here today? And you know who can't contribute to these great discussions? That's Eric. Eric's not here. But he does still want to chip in for Fun Drive. So what he told me is he wants to make sure all of you listening out there know what's special to him is Discorder here at CITR. In addition to the radio station, CITR puts out their monthly music, arts, and culture magazine. Eric's contributed to it a number of times. He actually has gotten to attend some live events throughout Vancouver. And all the work that you do goes for free into Discorder. You don't have to pay to contribute. You can just come on in and decide to, you know, chip into Discorder and CITR. So, just like our show, CITR is able to bring you Discorder because of your donations at Fun Drive. It's an amazing magazine and almost as amazing as Thunderbird Eye itself. We really want you to be able to continue reading that and continue hearing our content. So please do donate. It's 604-822-8648 or go online to citr.ca/donate. Beyond that, have you guys actually heard about a secondhand sporting goods store called Cheapskates? It's down on 16th and Dunbar.
I haven't, Jake.
No,
what
yeah.
Is it?
Could you tell us about it?
Well, they've got some. They have the best lightly used sports gear and activewear around. You can check them out on their website. What it's called is Cheapskates Vancouver. They're actually just called Cheapskates, but there's other Cheapskates throughout the world. So this is the Vancouver location. And you can go to cheapskatesvancouver.com. That's one word. Or go on Twitter at CheapskatesVan. Or, you know, just go down, walk to their store at 16th and Dunbar like normal humans. Go check out what they have. Definitely worth your time. And thank you, Cheapskates. You gave us a nice donation for Fun Drive.
Helping us out.
So
great friends over
like
there.
Cheapskates, donate. Be now, the best you can be.
Moving on to men's basketball, the Thunderbirds went up against the juggernaut Calgary Dinos for the Canada West Championship on Saturday, and sadly they lost 90-75. Manroop Clare scored 25 points, Jaden Cohey scored 21, but no one else on the Thunderbirds reached double figures.
Yeah, as a team, the Thunderbirds shot 10-24 from three, and that was almost all Clear. He shot 7-14 from deep, really expanding his range, just like we are trying to do with Fun Drive, improving our
you betcha.
And resources to reach new heights.
Both teams shot 43% from the field. The difference in this game, really, it was the turnovers. Thunderbirds forced 16, but they gave it away 27 times, a number way too high. Brett Layton on the Dinos scored. He led the Dinos in scoring with 20 points. He went 9 of 10 from shooting, and he only played 12 minutes due to foul trouble.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. 20 points in 12 minutes.
And 9 of 10 shooting. What numbers? That's crazy.
However, a corner for the Thunderbirds is the recent offensive struggles for the Kelowna product, Mason Brossier. His rebounds and assist average are holding steady at around four apiece, but he's averaging just 7.5 points on 30% shooting over his last 9 games.
But as we said, the Thunderbirds did lose this game, but they are still going to the National Championship Tournament. Woo! In Halifax.
Let's go.
We're very excited here. UBC will open the tournament with a quarterfinal match against who else but Dalhousie.
Give it to us, Jake.
Jake, well, tell us.
Well, if the Thunderbirds lose this game to Dalhousie, I'm going to take the blame because at the end of January, I revealed the Dalhousie conspiracy when they were 6-6 but still somehow ranked in
now,
the
what have they done,
national
Jake?
Top 10.
Jake, what have they done?
Since then, they are 11-0, and they just won the AUS Championship this past weekend. So,
my goodness. We got an opponent on our hands. This is going to be difficult.
Yeah, especially because it's in their home gym. But yeah, Dalhousie, really on a roll right now. CITR, also on a roll. We've received a lot of donations from a lot of wonderful donors for Fun Drive, and our phones are still open. Any amount you can give will be a great help for the show and the station as a whole. Now, I'm going to let you guys in on a secret, okay?
Let's hear it.
I'm not a professional on-air talent.
You're not?
I'm not.
But how are you
so good?
You
had me fooled for so long.
Yeah, the reason that I've improved so much over this past year is because CITR gave me training and the opportunity to co-host a great show with some other great people. I'm far from the only person.
Who are those great people? I want to hear their names. They must be really
good
at
Thompson,
their jobs.
Eric Thompson, Corey Branson, Liz Wang.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I'd love for the station to continue to be an opportunity for so many people to get their radio feet wet just like I have. So please donate either by calling 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or online at CITR/donate. And when you donate, please support Thunderbird Eye by shouting us out on your donation form. Now, we're going to have to take a brief break for some more ads and PSAs, and we'll be back shortly.
Don't you leave us. We're still around with more Fun Drive.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
Hello, folks. It's Jacob here. Welcome back. You know what's the cool thing to do these days? That's right. I heard it's donating to CITR's annual fund drive. We're raising funds as a station to keep up our quirky content and build our network as CITR. It's shows like ours, Thunderbird Eye, that need your help. So before you do anything else, please pick up your phone or go online to call in. It's 604-822-8648. And on your phone, computer, tablet, whatever technology you use nowadays, go to citr.ca/donate. Help us reach our show's goal of 600. We're almost there. We actually have $420 already. So we just need, you know, it's $10 donations that make the difference. They add up over time. If you can contribute however much or however little, it really helps us here. Besides that, you know, we deliver some pretty stellar UBC athlete interviews. We host a live weekly show, and we provide live coverage of UBC sports games over radio, something that you don't see too often anymore. So if you want to keep hearing those, and if you want to keep hearing my, well, questionably annoying voice, you got to keep donating. So that's the deal. With that being said, though, baseball is in full swing, and the Thunderbirds took on the number 5 ranked Lewis Clark State Warriors here at Tourmaline West Stadium, formerly Thunderbird Park. In the 4-game weekend series, the Thunderbirds took 3 of 4 to start off their season on a really high note.
Yeah, game one on Friday, 11-5 beatdown. UBC pitcher Niall Windler pitched 7-plus innings, racked up 15 strikeouts.
That's right, Jeff Francis.
Well, yeah, he tied Jeff Francis's school record. Pretty appropriate given that. Francis is going to have his own little ceremony next week. Maybe Windler will go back out and pitch 16 strikeouts.
Then the game on Saturday.
Yeah, a bit of a different feel for the game on Saturday. It was a slim 3-2 victory for UBC, powered by a fourth inning Nolan Weger 2-RBI triple. And more solid pitching from the T-Birds. This time it was Daniel Cereda. I went hard on Cereda a few weeks ago because he had a bad outing, and he's continued to perform since then, so I'm happy for him. He went 6 innings strong. He allowed just 3 hits and only 1
That's
run.
That's the bounce back.
Indeed,
he's been listening
yeah.
to some Big Sean. Come on, do you guys get that reference?
Yeah,
no?
I get it.
Thank you,
Jay. That's why I left.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the second game on Saturday didn't go in UBC's favor, and it was another close losing scoring affair. The final was 2-1. The Birds will kill 10 times in this one and didn't even play their lone run until the ninth.
They did grab that win on the second Saturday game on 2-1, and then finally on Sunday, the Thunderbirds did grab the series with another tight 4-3 victory against Lewis and Clark State.
Yeah, 3-run, fourth inning from the Thunderbirds. Real star, though, again, it's the pitcher. Thunderbirds pitcher's doing pretty well this weekend. Garrett Hawkins, complete game, full 9 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, struck out 5.
Nice work from him. And next up for the T-Birds, they'll be taking on Corbin here at home this Saturday, where ex-MLB/Thunderbirds pitcher Jeff Francis, whose record was just tied, will be honored. So check out that game if you're interested to see an old alum. Now, we just mentioned men's baseball won 3 out of 4 games this weekend, and coming into today's show, we were just about 3/4 of the way towards our collective's goal for the annual CITR Fund Drive. So we are a group of sports fanatics here who have the time of our lives sitting in this booth and chatting about what we love, and it's thanks to the contributions from you folks, our dedicated listeners, or any first-time listeners out there, hello, that we are able to do so. So please help us reach our goals. We're looking for $600 for the Sports Collective and $40,000 for the station as a whole. Anything that you can give helps us out and makes sure CITR keeps producing unique and fabulous content. Our theme this year is making milestones. After 80 years of CITR, 400 issues of Discorder, and 35 years of Shindig, our Battle of the Bands, you could help us reach that next milestone, $17,000, by calling in to 604-UBC-UNIT, which is 604-822-8648, or donating online at citr.ca/donate, or just waltzing right into the station right now and laying some cash on the table.
Heck yeah, we love that cash money.
All
baby.
Of that works for us.
Let's do it. What happened in golf, Corey?
You know, next up, like, I love talking about golf. It's my favorite sport to cover, but it pains me to tell you about our golf teams this past weekend. Starting with the women, they played in the Gunrock Invitational at Del Paso Country Club.
Sounds so aggressive.
Yeah, I know. This was down in Sacramento, California. It was their first tournament of 2019, and they finished dead last of the 11 teams, a collective 92 over, 97 strokes behind winners Sacramento State.
What happened to these teams? Our poor golf teams are doing so well in the fall, and they've come back from New Year's and just
I think it's part of your Dalhousie conspiracy.
Yes.
I think it's you know, waltzed its way on over into the golf world.
Okay, I'll have to dig into this.
On day one of play, the poor play for the Thunderbirds meant that they were 11 strokes behind their closest competitor, which was UC Riverside. By the end of the tournament, were they not only at the back of the bus, but the margin separated them from the 10th place South Dakota was 38 shots. On the other hand, champion Sacramento State earned a 15-stroke lead after day one, and they never really looked back. They ended up winning eventually 8 under par.
Yeah, Esther Lee from our Thunderbirds team had the best performance from a T-bird, finishing T36 with a score of plus 14. In 2 weeks' time, the Thunderbirds will look into rebound at the Granville Battle at Prim. That is the official tournament name in Upton, California.
I love that. The Grandview Battle at Prim.
It's so proper.
I know. It's great.
It's prim and proper, one might say.
Things that were not super great, but not quite as bad, was the men's golf team, the T-Birdies, as I'm liking to call them right now. They managed to finish 14th out of 15 teams.
Woo!
At the Sacramento State Invitational.
We'll take it.
Take that, Sierra Nevada. UBC finished plus 21 at Valley High Country Club, while CSU Fullerton hoisted the trophy with an impressive score of 17 under.
Yeah, silver lining, the team's number one, Andrew Harrison, who had a really rough weekend the last time out. Bit of a return to form posted. Respectable, tied for 26. Not great, but closer to what he's capable of. Shot plus 2 for the 3-day event. Unfortunately, that includes a plus 5, 77 in the final round, which made his total for the weekend a lot worse than it could have been.
Last week's top player, Zahid Ali Nathu, he struggled to a disappointing tied for 71st at 12 over, though he shot only plus 1 on day 3, which helped keep him from, you know, the real utter depths of the leaderboard.
Yeah, when it came to the actual individual winner of this one, it was CSU Fullerton's Jack Dyer. He was from Essex, England. The winner of the women's event was also from Europe. She was from Sweden. But Dyer, he won the individual event at 10 under par. And the men will follow the women to the Grandview Battle on March 18th, also looking to find some stronger finishes.
Yeah, and as our golf teams look to improve their putts and chip shots, CITR is swinging for the fences with Fun Drive, and any amount you can chip in would be greatly appreciated. We've talked about this a lot throughout the day's show, but the money we're raising, tremendously important for the station, for the future of the sports collective. This is our 44th episode of Thunderbird Eye since the rebrand of the sports collective in the fall of 2017. It's a lot of content, especially because that's not including all of the multi-hour broadcasts of basketball, volleyball, and baseball that we've streamed. We've been able to reach that mark because of the infrastructure and support here at CITR. I've had an incredible time working here with CITR Sports the last year and a half. I want it to be another year and a half, and more than that as well, so please donate. Calling 604-822-8648 or online, citr.ca/donate.
And then coming up after, you know, Fun Drive ends, there's still sports. They continue. Basketball. It's the U Sports Men's Basketball Final 8. That's happening in Halifax. Good luck against Dalhousie men's basketball. Softball still happening. Baseball this weekend. And then later on, you know, men's field hockey. We never really get to cover them too much. They don't often put out their scores and schedules. But good luck to men's field hockey. Hope you kill it this weekend. big games, men's basketball.
Yeah, and before we go, I just want to mention that the semifinals and the final of the National Championship Tournament are going to be broadcast on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 360, and Sportsnet Now if you have either of those. Even if UBC is unable to get to that National Championship Final, which will be Sunday at 2 p.m., it's probably still going to be some fun basketball, so definitely tune into that.
And with that, thank you. Thank you guys in here, Liz, Corey, Jake. Thanks for having me back on. And thank all of you listening for tuning into Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9. Besides listening to the show, the best ways to keep up to date with UBC Thunderbird's news standings and stories is, you know, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at CITR Sports. Again, it's Fun Drive. Please donate to keep the station and shows like ours, Thunderbird Eye, incredible. You can go to CITR.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648. You get our show prizes along with the station prizes. It's a great deal. We'll take a dollar. We'll take 10. You know, we'll take 1,000 too. Don't get me wrong. But just give us a little something, a little bit of your time. Next up on CITR is the Arts Report. For the Thunderbird Eye, this has been Jacob, Jake, Liz, and Corey with contributions from Eric Thompson. It's great to be back on air, guys. Thank you for having me again. And thank you all for listening in. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.